Ray Pidgeon with you on The Dusty Show. Hi, everybody. Thursday evening, I guess. 4 minutes after six. I'm glad you're with me. Check, check. Clay Pigeon with you on WFMU. We're in Union Square Park. I see a couple of musicians here. Now, would you call yourselves Americana?
I don't know. I don't know what we'd call it.
You don't have a title for it?
No.
Yeah. Here's the banjo player. Where are you from, man?
Savannah, Georgia.
I was going to say, now, that banjo, maybe you got some southern roots. Have you played it since you were a kid?
Nah, I've been playing guitar a little bit, and then I said, you know what, the banjo, that's a good instrument too. So I started playing.
Got a friendly sound, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
What the hell you think you're doing?
Heading down river. Little canoe trip.
Heading for Aintree.
Aintree!
This river only runs one way, Captain. Haven't you heard?
You ain't never gonna get down to Aintree.
Well, why not?
This river don't go to Aintree. You done taken a wrong turn.
Did you see Deliverance? Sometimes we think of that old southern movie. Now, you're not from a scene like that, are you?
I don't think so.
I don't either. What you going to play for us?
I'm going to play Cripple Creek.
Up on Cripple Creek.
It's another Cripple Creek.
It's a different one. Rock and roll dreams.
A little bit here and there, you know. I was always interested in folk music and jazz.
You seem pretty young. How old are you?
27.
27. How old are you?
26.
26. Are you guys a team, or did you just meet each other today?
No, we came up here from Savannah, Georgia. We're visiting our lady's family. We're going to go on over and stay on their sailboat over in Liberty State Park tonight.
Sounds really fun. So do you like southern rock? You're probably too young. I remember like Molly Hatchet, Lynyrd Skynyrd, all that stuff.
Now swamp rock, it's all good for me.
Georgia. We hear about the shootings down there, Charleston. People have a weird impression of South Carolina and Georgia, don't they? But is it undeserved?
Well, coming from a northern perspective, you know, I grew up in Jersey for a while, so I am from around here, so I got an idea of both sides. And, you know, I got to say, yeah, you know, it's almost a taboo to have some kind of opinion that even slightly suggests some kind of segregation or racism. You know, there isn't, you know, people down there, not everyone's racist down there. There's a lot of folks that, you know, they come together, especially when they're in the times of the shootings and the hard times like that. You know, it really shows that there's just a lot of pride. You know, it's mostly about hanging on to tradition. It's not only just about racism.
Well, you certainly don't seem like that type of person. What did you think about the Confederate flag controversy? Can you see another side to the issue that maybe we can't see up here?
Well, you know, a lot of folks down there, they definitely do hold on to that kind of mentality of, you know, it being the Confederate flag of their fathers.
And they lost people in that conflict.
And they did. So this is really personal to them. It's not just about racism thing, but at the same time too, you know, if some folks don't like it, you know what, we're at liberty to be able to take it down if we choose so, and that's how it is.
I lived down in Tampa for 20 years, so I know a little bit about the South. It sure is beautiful, and you got all those the Spanish moss there. And
yes,
the old,
indeed.
Yeah,
Savannah.
It's beautiful there.
Savannah's a beautiful, beautiful city.
Yeah. Do you miss it when you're away?
Absolutely. You know, I really love New York too, but as soon as I get back into Savannah, it just feels like home again. You know, I slow down and really get to sink into that warm feeling.
How about you? Are you a Yankee that went down to Savannah?
Well, I'm from North Carolina, so we're kind of just nowhere.
From Raleigh-Durham area? Where are you from?
Winston-Salem, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Rebecca
Rowe, but... I remember the big music scene in Chapel Hill back in the day. Is that still a hot spot?
Chapel Hill has, as far as a music scene goes, I feel has gone a little bit downhill, but there's some really great spots. Like Wilmington is really awesome out at the beach, and Asheville is amazing for folk music in the mountains.
You ever get skiing over there in Boone in the winter?
Yeah, I've spent a good amount of time in Boone doing
beautiful,
some snowboarding.
Beautiful area. Thanks a lot, guys. You sound real good. You sound real good.
Here's Matthew's Southern Comfort playing Neil Young on The Dusty Show.
Sailing hardships through broken harbors out on the waves in the night. Still the searcher must ride the dark horse, racing alone in his pride. Tell me why. Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to sell? See me, I'll be around for a while. I am lonely, but you can free me, all in the way that you smile. Tell me why. Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to sell?
I record you. Check. What's your name?
Lion.
Lion?
Yes.
L-I-O-N?
Yes, like an animal.
Is that your real name or a name you've taken on for yourself?
Name I've taken on. It's not my real name.
What's the significance of it?
Well, in high school I got that name from my friends because I had a big, wild afro that looked like a lion. And they say I just look like a lion either way, like even with the short hair.
So you've kept on to it. How old are you now? You seem pretty young.
How old do I look?
I don't know, man. 20.
That's a good guess. Thanks. I'm 22.
22. You're sitting on your deck there, your skateboard. Is it a big part of your life?
I just travel with it. I'm not like I don't go to skate parks or anything, but it's a good way to travel.
Are you a pretty good skater?
Nope.
No?
No.
What do you like about it? Does it help you meet new friends?
Skating? It's not helped me meet new friends, but it's cool when you meet somebody that does skate because you guys relate on that. And it's fun to just skate with people, like just to ride out. I'm more of a just like, if I had a longboard, I would just be riding.
Did you ever hurt yourself?
Yes.
What's the worst injury you've had?
Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, you can curse. I'll have to bleep it out, though.
Well, I won't curse that. I messed up my leg and arm on one fall trying to do tricks. That's why I don't do them.
Did it cool you down? Did you take it easy since then?
Yeah, definitely. Especially because it messed up my work. I work full time, so I had to.
What do you do?
Stop working. I work at Journeys. Journeys.
What's that? I don't know.
It's a sneaker store. Shoe store.
You get some sweet shoes then?
Yes, definitely.
You love shoes.
You guys gotta check out our shoes.
What's your hometown? Are you from New York City?
Yeah, I'm from New York City.
What's your biggest concern as you sit here? What's the biggest concern you're facing right now in your life?
happy to say I don't have that many concerns. Actually, no, I have concerns, actually. The biggest one is I'm moving soon to a house that me and my friends are going to own, and it's going to be great. But concerns in, like, what kind of way?
Money, life. Are you pretty carefree, it sounds like?
No, I guess I seem carefree because right now everything's looking pretty good in my life.
If you could change one thing in your life, what would it be?
In high school, I missed out on an opportunity to get a better job, a construction job. That's the only thing I feel like I'll change now because I could be getting paid more, doing better work, and, you know.
Are you optimistic about the future?
100%. 100%. 100%.
This is music from the Lennon Sisters on The Dusty Show. What the world needs now.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we'll need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Everyone.
You're smoking. I'm jealous. I quit in January.
Oh.
Have you ever quit?
I have quit.
I don't want to ask your age. That's not polite. How long did you manage to quit for?
2 years.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went out, you had a drink one night, and somebody was smoking, and we said, maybe just one.
You know, I think what happened is I started really young. I was 15 when I started smoking.
And did your mom or dad smoke?
My mom.
Did you snitch them from her?
I did.
Yeah, what brand?
Starting in sixth grade, Virginia Slim Menthols.
Were there no women, men might live like gods.
What is a woman? Only one of nature's more agreeable blunders.
Of politics and issues, she is by nature ignorant.
Give a woman the right to vote, and by heavens, next thing you know, she'll want to smoke like a man.
This is the taste for today's woman. Tailored slim for your hands, for your lips.
You come a long way, baby, to get where you got to today.
But then what happened is I had a boyfriend who really, really hated smoking, so I quit for a while. And then
those
when
two
we broke
years.
Those 2 years.
And the day you broke up, did you start again?
I think it took a little longer after that, but it started from like going out and having a drink.
In the back of your mind, are you like, I'm gonna, you know, quit pretty soon?
I mean, it's constantly. It's every day. I think about it every day.
Well, that's
so
good,
I like
actually.
Kind of don't
that's
enjoy
good.
It totally. Like sometimes I like. The before I have a cigarette, thinking about it is probably more enjoyable than actually having it. Because I have like this plan in my head. I'm like, I'm going to walk. I'm going to listen to the radio. get him a coffee, have a cigarette, and then I'm like, oh, God, it just makes me just feel bad.
I can tell, though, by the way you're talking, that you will do it someday.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you have a lot of hopeful signs. My listeners are so sick of me talking about smoking. How about your summer? It feels like it's over almost when you hit September, doesn't it? Even though technically
it's September.
It went fast.
It went really fast, yeah.
Yeah. Did you do anything major, anything fun, any big trip, any kind of summertime trip?
No, not real summertime trip. I went to Buffalo recently for the first time.
Not what most people would probably imagine.
I loved it.
You did?
It was great.
What's, you shuffled off to Buffalo, as they say. What did you find?
One of my good friends is from there, and his family's there, and they're great, and I really like chicken wings. So kind of the goal was to go hang out with his family and eat a lot of chicken wings. And we did.
And you succeeded.
We succeeded.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So that was my summer trip.
So it's not
trip.
So bad. We have a bad impression of Buffalo. It's nice.
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, I can't speak to the winter.
Yeah.
I hear that's a little rough.
Is it pretty in a way?
Oh, yeah. It's so pretty. I was totally surprised at the architecture.
I would have thought it's all industrial.
There's a lot of industrial parts. There's like, you know, old steel mills. There's also a lot of old buildings, Victorian-looking houses. It's really beautiful. It's big.
Isn't it close to Niagara Falls?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go there and look at it? You never went.
No, I've never been. He told his mom and sister that I hadn't been to Niagara Falls, and they were like,
no, I've never been.
But we just, other things to do. Other things. We went to a football game.
Like a Bills preseason?
Bills Steelers preseason.
With
I'm
Rex,
from close
Rex
to Pittsburgh.
Ryan now,
yeah,
as the coach.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're optimistic this year. Of course, O.J. Simpson played for the Bills.
His name is still on the stadium as one of, like, the Hall of Famers.
Technically, since he was found innocent, they can't really just yank it down.
Well, now he's found guilty of the other thing, breaking the Vegas hotel
room.
Yeah,
that was weird.
That
it's
was
all
really
weird.
It's pretty weird, yeah.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson, in a knit cap, from two blocks away, is still O.J. Simpson. It's no disguise. It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
What do you do?
I work at a real estate tech company. I do client services and operations.
You like it?
I love it.
Is there a future in it? Can you move up?
It's a small company now. I'm a director, so...
You're doing good.
Yeah, I love it. But there is room for growth. There's room for the company to grow. There's room for me to grow, hopefully, but it's... I just love doing it.
Are you optimistic about the rest of the year?
Yeah, I am. Are you?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Hope you quit smoking,
but
you know, enjoy it while you're doing it.
I'll try.
All right.
Thanks.
Queen Ansley sings the Beatles for us on the Dusty Show.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. She don't care. Don't know why she's riding so high. She'll do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, she'll do right by me. She said that living with me was bringing her down. Yeah, she would never be free when I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. She don't care. She don't care.
What's your first name?
John.
John, you're sitting here in the park. It's a beautiful evening in New York City.
John.
What's you up to?
Oh, I'm just getting ready to go home.
John. And you live in one of the boroughs? You live here?
Up in New York.
In Manhattan?
Yes.
Have you lived here your whole life?
I grew up in Westchester.
You did, in Westchester. Have you ever gotten away from New York in your life and lived somewhere else?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
British Virgin Islands.
Down in Virgin Gorda, Tortola
all
down there?
All those islands, yeah.
Yeah, I've only been to St. Thomas and St. John, but it's beautiful there.
It's beautiful, isn't? Yes.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I sell fruits and vegetables to restaurants.
Fruits and vegetables?
To restaurants.
But you don't grow them yourself?
No, I get them from all over the world.
Now what about this kale popularity? Is that going to wane? Do they come and they go?
No, kale's very good for you. You know, everybody's looking for good stuff now.
If people are burnt out on kale and all the traditional lettuces and stuff, what's something else they can try they might like? You're shaking your head.
You know, baby spinach, mizuna, tatsoi, there's many, many different lettuces.
And you know what you're talking about. Hey, what's your biggest concern in your life today, besides this weird DJ that's in your face? What do you think the biggest problem is facing the world today?
Oh, we're going to
You think so?
Yeah.
What about politics? Do you like Obama?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
What about a man like Donald Trump? What's your opinion?
I think the whole thing is crazy. We can't let him be the president.
We've had tremendous success. We've had tremendous crowds. Nobody gets as many standing ovations. And this weekend I'll be with Clint Eastwood in California.
California.
Are you hopeful about the future of the United States?
Not really.
When did we jump the shark? When did we go bad?
Bush.
It was all Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should we do? How can we right the ship?
Get a good president.
I've told you that the civil rights of LGBT Americans is...
President Obama!
Yeah, hold on a second. Okay, you know what? No. Hey, listen. You're in my house. You're not gonna get a good response from me by interrupting me like this. Shame on you. You shouldn't be doing this. Can we escort this person out? Come on.
Velvet Underground on the Dusty Show.
Difference between wrong and right, but Billy said that both those words are dead. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. That's the difference between wrong and right. But Billy said that both those words are dead. That's the story of my life.
What's your first name?
Sly.
Everybody's so nice tonight, Sly. Usually I struggle to find people willing to be interviewed.
Sly.
Tonight
Sly.
It's just one after another. There must be love in the air or something. Beautiful night, isn't it?
It's very nice, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you feel like once September comes around that even though it's still technically summer, does it feel like, oh man, it's passed me by?
Yeah, always, especially in the city. Everything passes you by in New York. You don't stop and take a moment.
Yeah. Do you like summer or is it just too damn hot?
I hate summer.
You hate summer?
I do, unless I'm at the beach.
What's your favorite season?
In New York, probably spring or fall.
Yeah.
But winter's cool too.
We're heading into autumn in New York. That is a nice time. What do you do, Sly?
I'm a singer.
A singer? Have
yes.
you had some success?
I have.
Is your name Sylvester?
It
I have
is.
To ask.
Yes.
Yeah. Were you named for Sly Stone or the singer Sylvester
the
in San Francisco?
No, but I'm the third.
What does that mean?
My father and grandfather were all Sylvester.
Uh-huh. Are you from New York City originally?
No.
Where are you from?
Illinois.
From the Chicago area?
Exactly.
What suburb?
Naperville.
Naperville, I know that. Yeah, yeah. Do you miss Chicago?
At times, yeah. I don't like the Midwest, though, so.
Why'd you leave Chicago?
Yeah, I think it was a difference, a musical difference. They wanted to go this way, and I wanted to go this way, and the freeways parted that.
Horns weren't around then. Chicago brought them back. There was a little group called Lighthouse, had a song.
Lighthouse.
I'm your vehicle, baby.
Stranger in the black sedan, I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need
you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
When did you come here?
About 7 years ago.
You came with big dreams of being a singer?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who are your favorites? I'm sure you have hundreds of them, but who just came to mind?
Luther Vandross, I would say Donny Hathaway, from Motown.
And two tragic stories, really, although they left us wonderful musical legacies. Luther fought with his yo-yoing weight, and Donny jumped from the Essex Hotel here.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, and he sang with, Tammy Terrell?
Yeah, and Roberta Flack. And a lot of his own stuff, of course.
Donny Hathaway, I love him. I love his version of To Be Young, Gifted, and Black by
That's
Nina
right.
Simone. Terrific. Yeah.
That's a good one.
When you were young, are those the artists that were you already listening and going, wow, I want to do this?
Absolutely, of course. Yeah.
Did you like Curtis Mayfield, another Chicago artist, Chaka Khan and those people?
Well, of course, yes. Rufus, Chaka Khan, absolutely.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
So now what are you doing exactly?
What do you mean?
Do you have a day job or are you singing full time?
I'm a music teacher and I also, I'm working on a show right now, 54 Below.
What's 54 Below?
It is a cabaret space that they built it's the old Studio 54.
Okay.
And they took the bottom of it and converted it into a venue, so a music venue.
And how's that going?
It's going, it's great. So far, so good. I play on that show early November, so right now we're just in rehearsal, which is always exciting.
How old are you now?
35.
35, so you still pretty much have your range.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, I'm an old singer. I was in rock bands. Now I'm 57. I can't quite hit those high notes I used to. But you find other ways to express yourself and maybe bring a little nuance to things.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. What grade of kids are you teaching?
Right now I'm doing high school.
High school. Is it gratifying? Do you like it?
Of course. It's very gratifying when you can see what you're saying is making a difference and the light bulbs go off and you have those eureka moments. It's always gratifying.
And I imagine in a city this large that you're seeing some quite talented kids come through.
More than you think.
What advice do you give them?
You know, I like to infuse, of course, life lessons in my teaching. Honest, 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 honest. Honest. I always try to be honest and steer them toward the right path.
If they don't sing that well, do you steer them away from the music business?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. You don't necessarily have to be a singer in order to pursue music.
I guess if they just become well-rounded, happy adults, you're successful.
I couldn't ask for anything more.
What is your dream, your musical dream that you're yet to achieve?
My musical dream is to be able to support my lifestyle that I'm accustomed to, doing what I love to do.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Let me shake your hand and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I'll give you a card as well. Here you go.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Tomorrow night at 6.
Tomorrow night at 6.
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Can we hear just one little scat line?
Tune in to Clay Pigeon, yeah. The Dusty Show.
Thank you, man.
I do appreciate your kindness.
I'm glad summer's hanging around. It's September now, but still nice and hot here in Jersey and New York City. I hope it's nice where you are. I'm glad you're with me. Clay Pigeon, Dusty Show, FMUTNP, share.
When you meet a boy that you like a lot and you fall in love, but he loves you not, if a flame should start as you hold him near, better keep your heart out of danger, dear. For the way of love is a way of woe, and the day may come when you'll see him go. Then what will you do when it sets you free? Just the way that you said goodbye to me.
Produced by Snuff Garrett, 1971. Cher from her Cap Records days. Wonderful singer. Wow.
You're so nice. You said, yes, I will let you interview me.
Absolutely.
What's your first name?
Emily.
Emily, have you lived your whole life in this big city?
I have not. I've only been here for 2 months.
Where are you from?
Army brat, but most recently Minneapolis.
How long did you manage to throw down your anchor there, as they say?
Only a year.
Only a year.
Yeah.
You're an army brat. Tell us all the places you've lived.
I started my life in upstate New York, so Ithaca, then Binghamton. Then I moved abroad and lived in a couple cities in England. And after that, moved back to the States, D.C. area, Maryland area. Then in southern New Jersey, then I went up to Massachusetts and lived in Northampton and Boston, followed by Minneapolis, and now good old Big Apple.
I suppose it's a mixed blessing. On one hand, it broadens your horizons. You've seen much more of the world than a lot of people your age. But I imagine it's tough when you always have to leave friends you've made.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that's one thing that's amazing about the world we live in today is just with social media and cell phones, everyone's so connected now. So much easier than when I was a kid and it was all snail mail, which as an 8-year-old is a little harder than being able to just see someone down the street. But I've loved it.
If I had to ask you, which place that you've lived made the biggest impression on you? I suppose that's hard too, because part of the time you're an adolescent or you're a child, they impressed you in different ways. What would your answer have been? Do you have a favorite?
I would say from my childhood, living in England, since it opened my eyes to the world, and I don't think a lot of children born and raised in America get that sort of experience to see other countries, and I was very fortunate to travel a lot while I was there. And in my adult years, probably Minneapolis, since it was the first time I lived alone.
Now, if you get around a bunch of British people, can an accent come out?
Yes. I have what is called a flip-flop accent, where when I talk to people with the accent, it will come back if it's been long enough. Even when I lived there, I would talk to my parents with an American accent, my friends with a British.
Now, you seem pretty young. Are you here to go to school?
No.
That's very nice. I've been out of school for a while now. No, I work for a subsidiary of Amazon, so I work in the comic book industry.
You do?
Yes.
Wow. We have a lot of comic book enthusiasts, I'm sure, in our audience. Specifically, can you name anything that you're close to, a particular comic book series? Or?
Yeah, so I work for a company called Comixology, which does digital comics, so we cover all publishers. I've recently started reading Image, and I'm sure there's some Saga Image publisher fans, but that's the recent one I'm reading.
Do you like the superheroes, the classics?
I do like those as well, but being a book lover first, I like the sort of pace and the story of the Image series versus more of a Marvel DC Comics.
Do you like the graphic novels? Is that what you're talking about?
Somewhat. Image also does comic issues themselves, but they follow more of a consistent storyline through every single issue versus Marvel. You could start in a later series of Batman and not need to read the first Batman to know what's going on.
It sounds like you got a really a great job.
Absolutely, yes.
Does it pay pretty well?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
So I'm very fortunate where I get to have fun and still pay the bills.
I see the happiness on your face.
Yes.
And is it also a labor of love, something that you're genuinely really interested in?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm really interested in the way our culture is shifting to a digital space, and especially in the comic industry, going from brick and mortar to the online space is very interesting to see how the community is reacting. That.
Is there a dystopian future we're headed towards, though, where something like Amazon could just run everything?
I hope not. I mean, I think it's only wonderful as long as we maintain our humanity. And
do you think there'll always be room for brick and mortar stores in some regard?
Absolutely. There's two customers. There's the customer that's always going to shop in a brick and mortar, and there's the customer that shops online. Even myself, I've worked in the digital industry now for over 5 years, and I still have certain things I will never buy online. I will always go into the store to either try them on or get it. It's just that convenience.
You've lived all over. Do you love America?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love, even when we're having struggles, I love the way our nation can work together and like get together on those issues and work to fix them, even if it takes us a while to get there.
Are you hopeful for the future?
Absolutely.
Of the country?
Absolutely.
What about the president? If you had a few moments time with President Obama, what would you tell him?
I would love just to sort of get his take on what he's been disappointed in not completing. I think there was a lot of excitement around social change when he went in, and although we've made great strides, there hasn't necessarily been, I think, the massive leaps a lot of people were very hopeful for at the beginning of his terms.
Well, let me tell you this. You are a winner. You really are. And I feel very privileged to speak with you for Nerdcore. Tell our Nerdcore what they need to read.
You have to read the new Star Wars 2015 series that is out, as well as the new Batman 2011 series is very good. And lots of Image. Saga, if you haven't read it, read it. It's great.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
I'll give you a card.
Thank you.
This is music from Four Jacks and a Jill on WFMU. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Sad little pigeon on a rooftop. You shelter from the frosty air. You never look down to the pavement to see what's going on down there. Sad little pigeon. Across the street toward my window and see the tears that I have shed. If we could fly beyond the skyline, a pleasant valley we could find, we would forget to grieve. If we could only leave these concrete canyons far behind. Sad little pigeon, season you will miss your mate. You left her in the concrete canyons where tearfully I also wait. Sad little pigeon on the rooftop.
Check, check. What's your first name?
Chauncey.
Chauncey and?
Sohrab.
Sohrab.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, what do you think between you is the biggest problem facing the world today? I know there's many.
One can infer that out of a large subset of them, religion.
Religion. Religion, 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 religion. You think it's a problem? It's causing wars and unrest? Or is it the flip side? We need more of it.
I would say that good people do bad things because of religion. So religion should be not respected as much as it is. One shouldn't be afforded special privileges because they believe in a God.
I guess you've reminded me of the news this week, a woman in Kentucky who refuses to marry gay couples, even though the Supreme Court has mandated that gay couples be allowed to marry.
Yes, I find it slightly offensive that one would use the term religious liberties as justification for discrimination. Doesn't make sense, because if she went to a hospital where a Jehovah's Witness was there and they said that, oh, I'm not going to do a blood transfusion because it's not my belief, they're going to get up in arms and want to sue.
We are not issuing any passes today.
So based on what?
I would ask you all to...
Why are you not issuing marriage licenses today?
Because I'm not.
Under
why?
Whose authority
his
are you
authority?
Not issuing licenses?
Under God's authority.
I don't
like this.
I've asked you all to leave. You are interrupting.
You can call the police. I pay your salary.
We pay your
I pay
salary.
You to discriminate against me right now. That's what I'm paying for. That's what I'm paying for. I'm paying for this memory with my partner that I love, that I've been with for 17 years. What's the longest you've been with someone, that you've been married to someone?
I'm asking you to leave.
I'm not leaving.
We're not leaving
then
until
you're
we
have a long
do your
day.
Job.
Well,
your
we're going to call the police.
Do
when they come,
job.
I will ask them to arrest you.
Do your job.
Call the police.
Do your
call
job.
The police.
How about you, Sohrab?
What do you want?
How do you feel about the world today? What's the biggest problem that we face?
Violence at a large scale.
What?
Violence on a large scale.
Violence.
Yes.
Just the things you see in the news, the shootings.
No, I mean, like, it could happen in a domestic, a husband and wife, brother and sister, man to man, straight, psychological violence.
Is it inherent in man to be violent, or is it caused by things around us?
It's a vicious circle. Maybe you were a violent man in your past life, and you have carried those karmas with you, and then you keep on doing what you have been doing.
It just perpetuates abuse,
and then you see people doing it, then you have a sense of revenge, and then the other person has a sense of revenge, and it's like fuels itself.
Is it just destiny? Will it keep going on and on and on? Can we do anything about it?
That's where the spiritual power comes in, and the good people come before in leadership. They will give a soul to the humanity. If we are think of we all each other as animals, and like tigers eat the stronger, eat the weaker in the animal kingdom, and if we keep doing that to each other, then we are going to have the stronger win always. The stronger is going to win always, unless we have check over the power of the stronger, how he uses it, and it's being used for good purposes.
Who's your hero?
My hero is goodness in your heart, his heart, and we have all dark sides as well. My hero is goodness in each human heart, and if we awaken the good side of each human soul, then it's going to, our society is going to become happier.
Appreciate your time. Very, very wise words.
Thank you.
Are you hopeful for the future of America?
I am concerned that here in the United States, that those who rely on their belief in their God, or those who want their religious liberties protected, will roll us back into a times where we have to recoup. Islam is an example of that theology rolled the population back for thousands of years, and they still haven't caught up. It's sad.
Syrian temple built nearly 2,000 years ago is now a pile of rubble after the terror group ISIS rigged it with explosives and blew it up.
Thank you very much. Right now, Bob's going to do a very pretty song about a very pretty lady.
These are the Cowsills with Walk Away Renee.
And when I see the sign that points one way,
Cowsill's doing a nice job on this Left Bank cover. Walk Away, Renee.
Will you vote in the next election?
I want to. I'm just not too into politics to know much. Like, you know, I don't want to be like, hey, I vote for this guy because that guy's bad. I do know that so far, Bernie Sanders seems like a, you know, someone I would vote for because of what I've seen so far. I've not seen anything bad about him.
So, if the election were tomorrow, who would you pull the lever for?
Bernie Sanders.
You liking Bernie?
I do.
Good, good.
I do like Bernie.
I shouldn't say good.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Who would you vote for next? Bernie? Hillary?
I'm not sure. I wish Joe Biden would run.
You do? Now he might jump in the ring. What is it that you like about Biden that Hillary can't give you?
I trust him more.
You do? You don't trust Hillary?
I do, but not as much.
If the election were tomorrow, who would you vote for?
With the current nominees, probably I'd be leaning towards being a Hillary girl.
Yeah, not Bernie.
I love Bernie as well. No, that's a hard one.
Do you think it's time for a woman? Is that important to you?
I think that's sort of where I lean more, is it's important to me to see more diverse representation in the government, so it would be wonderful if we could have a woman there. If there are more candidates in the ring, that'd be even better.
Straw poll, and then I'll let you go. If the election were tomorrow, who would you vote for?
Oh, man. I probably would have to, if I just had to select someone and participate in the voting, I would have to select Bernie.
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
How about you? If the election were tomorrow, who would you vote for? Who says Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders. I like Ralph Nader.
Yeah, Ralph Nader.
Yeah. He's like a green man. He's like he says everything right, but he doesn't have money.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah,
here's my card.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oops.
Yeah. There you go. Tomorrow night at 6.
All right, cool.
Okay, man. Hope you can tune in.
You too.
From 1972, I was listening to my old Seals and Crofts Summer Breeze album. I forgot about this great song called Say. Here it is on the Dusty Show. Seals and Crofts. Good, isn't it? Lots of top players on this.
Close your eyes and
What's your message to all the 22-year-olds of the world?
Rage, have fun, do you, live life, smile, and look forward to the future. Have a plan, have something to live for, and better yourself.
Great job, man. It's nice talking to you. All the best.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners out there? What do you wish for everybody that's listening today?
I wish that everybody could just be happy in themselves and what they do, and to treat people, not to sound really cliche, but as they want to be treated, really respect everyone and let people know it, and that definitely comes back.
What's your message of peace and love to everybody out there?
Give more than you take.
You feel like you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a good man. What message do you have for our listeners today? A message of peace and love.
Mm-hmm. So I guess my sort of current life motto would just be to never stop pushing your limits and always look to smile through everything, since there's always a happiness going on around you.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners from a couple of good old Southern boys?
Well, you know what? Just keep up the good fight. And, you know, you do anything you want. It's reachable.
How about you, man?
I'm going to say ELE. Everybody love everybody.
Yeah, it's a good one. Can you play that final riff from Dueling Banjos?
I haven't played that one in a while.
It's like
that was great.
This is Tom Jones, face of a loser on the Dusty Show. Hardy White coming up real soon now.
He doesn't love you the way I do, but still he's holding on to you. He won't let you go. But baby, I know tonight when I looked at him, I saw the face of a loser. I saw the face of a loser. And I know I can win. He surely knows that he's losing you, and there is nothing he can do. He must let you go, 'cause baby I know tonight when I looked at him, I saw the face of a loser. I saw the face of a loser. And I know I can win if I keep on trying. He's gonna let you go if I keep on.
Tom Jones, face of a loser. I heard this bagpiper in the park. Just wanted to share a few seconds of it. Something about a bagpipe. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thanks for listening to The Dusty Show, everybody. Catch you next week. The TNP follows. Hardy White starts it off in just a few seconds. Take care, and always remember. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, I'm going to make pancakes. Where's the pan?
It's in the cabinet next to the stove.
Gotcha. Where's the cakes?
Just be careful and don't burn down the house.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
I burned down the house.
What?
The fireman said, technically speaking, I didn't burn it down. The fire did. But apparently, I'm responsible.
What happened?
I used an accelerant, he said.
What?
You know that salad dressing in that big red plastic jug next to the lawnmower?
That's gasoline.
Well, it looks like a lawnmower. Anyway, I used that on the pancakes.
You don't put salad dressing in pancakes.
Wah-wah.
And then it burned down the house?
Wah-wah.
Stop that.
It didn't burn down the whole house. Just your half of everything. Like, my half of the kitchen seems fine.
I hope you're joking.
I'm joking about the pancakes, but not the fire. I don't care much for pancakes.
This is awful.
I'm joking about the fire, too. I just want you to realize how valuable I am to this household.
That was a terrible joke. Not funny. And it's not your house. I'm just letting you stay there.
And for that, I am not nearly grateful enough.
Well, I'm relieved nothing is wrong.
Plenty is wrong. Just not stuff I told you. I can't get any of the toilets to work unless they're in the bathroom. Then they leak a bit.
What?
Yeah, when I bring the toilet into another room, it suddenly stops working. Might be your sewage router isn't strong enough.
They don't work that way.
I feel like I need a whole instruction book just to use this darn house. Also, the air mattress wasn't inflating right because it was stuffed with foam.
I don't have an air mattress.
I never said I was Martha Stewart. Except that one time when her mom called. But she figured it out when I couldn't remember the color buff. Kept calling it tan.
Man, I try to be patient.
And I be trying a man's patience. Very similar, you and I. It's like we're peeing in a pod.
I don't think it's working out you living with me.
I don't mean to get serious, but I have nowhere to go. I have no money or a place to stay or a job.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just frustrating.
This whole thing is a metaphor for people living together in a community or on Earth, for that matter. We are here. We are together. We can kill each other or live together.
It looks like we do a little of both.
In my defense, my plan to kill you didn't work.
Thanks a lot.
I think I secretly deep down sabotaged it because my heart wasn't in it.
Again, thanks.
I don't want you dead. But it would be cool if we could both live here but in different dimensions, so that the only inkling we'd have of the other's presence are vague shadows and strange humming sounds.
When I get home, I think we need to strengthen our bonds.
Okay.
I mean, we need to remind each other what we value about each other.
Oh, I feel better that you forgot too. I could not, for the life of me, remember why I liked you. It was driving me crazy. First thing I thought was Frank Sutton, because I was also trying to remember the name of the actor who played Sergeant Carter on... Damn, what was it?
Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle! That's why I like you!
You and I need to get away on a trip. Somewhere we can rediscover each other.
That's kind of weird talk. But I think by rediscover you mean have fun sightseeing.
Well, you're my friend, and I love you.
You only love me because I love you.
Well, I love you even...
If I didn't love you at all, would you love me?
Sort of. In theory, I guess.
And if you didn't love me, I might not love you.
I can see that.
So who loved first? Someone must have loved without the other one loving back. Or else it was simultaneous. Or a paradox.
So our friendship is a paradox.
It sprang up fully formed. But I recall not liking you at first. Took me years to warm up to you.
Really? But I thought we were friends the whole time.
So maybe you were loving me, thinking I was loving back, when I wasn't. And you're deluded.
But eventually you came around, so I'm glad I did.
But what if I never had? Was it worth the risk? Do you think if you love me, I owe it to you to love you back?
No, I guess not.
I did, by the way. I liked you immediately. But again, I think I rushed to judgment.
It's all very confusing.
What is? Pancakes? Portable toilets?
No, love and friendship.
You know what a lean-to is?
Yeah, like a hut.
Is it better than a mansion?
Well, no.
Is it better than nothing?
Yes.
Well, sometimes our relationships are like lean-tos. They might not be mansions, but at least they keep us dry.
Our friendship is like an old duplex with half rented out to a really loud family.
Our love is like student housing.
Or a fairly nice hotel, but the AC broke and it smells like mildew.
That's so Florida.
That was a good time spinoff, wasn't it?
You're thinking of James at 47.
I miss the days of our youth when things were simpler, when we only worried about things like, is JJ going to be shot in the hallway of his housing project?
We knew less. Our world is larger now because its metabolism is slowing. Now each donut adds like 5,000 square miles.
My world is now a gas giant. It's bigger, but more nebulous.
Maybe my world has shrunk because I know more about it, but it's denser because I also know there's so much more to know than what I know. And also, matter and energy and quantum zoom zoom bitterschern.
What are you saying?
Who knows? Maybe if we lived forever, we would learn enough to make one true statement.
Can you make a true statement?
No.
But there, you just did.
All true statements contain paradoxes.
Is that right?
No. Listen, I really want to cook for you tonight.
I'm worried about you using the stove.
Don't worry. I dragged it outside so I can't burn anything down.
What? It's a gas stove. What about the gas line?
That thing behind the stove?
Yes.
You mean Hissy, the copper snake? He shoots flames if you try to feed him matches.
You're going to blow up the house.
Well, the best way to ensure that doesn't happen is for me to try and blow it up. I have a bad track record for completing projects.
Are you my friend?
What's that mean?
Are you my friend?
I think we went through this. I said yes. How often are you going to ask? All this reassuring. What is it you are really asking?
Am I my own friend?
I don't know, man. You should be. And friendship means hearing the truth and still loving the messenger, not just being a yes man. So, tough love yourself.
Good advice.
I'm good for something, right?
Absolutely. Sorry I doubted you. I love you, my friend.
Really?
Absolutely.
Unconditionally?
Sure.
Good. I wasn't kidding about burning down the house. Bye.
What? Hello? Hello? Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy Wye. I'm Hardy Wye. Join me now, won't you, as we get together for a little time at a mythical cafe where we sit at this table and we spend an entire hour trying to get the waiter's attention. But during that time, we learn something about ourselves and how desperately we need coffee. Oh, when will this wait end? I'm just glad to be doing it with you and have somebody to wait with. Oh, my friends, what a joy it is to be with you.
Excuse me, Hardy.
Hey, Mr. B, what's up?
I need your advice. I want to become a world-class athlete.
Well, that's quite a goal.
Yes, I think so. I was inspired overhearing someone at a restaurant say that that was their goal.
Okay.
Anyway, I wonder if you could give me advice on how to achieve that.
The most obvious thing is that you seem to be a little overweight.
Yes, that's true. I have an eating issue.
And what is that?
I've been eating about a dozen donuts every...